Mokshad Ekadashi. This Ekadashi occurs in the month of Maghashirsha, November, December. The glories of this Ekadashi are untold. In the Brahmananda Purana, they are described in a conversation between Krishna and Maharaja Yudhishthira. When Maharaja Yudhishthira asked Krishna about this particular Ekadashi, he asked, "How should one spend his time on this glorious day? Please explain to me the delineation of how to follow this Ekadashi and thus please the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Sri Krishna replied, "O my dear one, Yudhishthira, if one worships the Supreme Lord on this most munificent day, all his sinful reactions will be completely destroyed. One should offer tulasi leaves and manjaris to the Lord's lotus feet. By doing so, he will be unlimitedly pleased. By observing this Ekadashi, one achieves the result of performing 300,000 Shankranta sacrifices." There was once a king named Vaishakhachuda who lived in the city of Chamakpura and ruled over it very mercifully. The citizens cared for him very much, but he was despondent and couldn't quite understand why. He was affectionate to the citizens, and many highly qualified Brahmanas came to advise him regularly. One day, the king had a vision in a vast dream he was having. He dreamt that his father had fallen into a hellish condition and was suffering a terrible affliction of mind, body, and spirit. When realizing this unbeknown truth, the king decided very firmly to do something practical about it. The following day, the king awoke at dawn and rallied his faithful confidants to his aid. He forswore to explain to them exactly what had happened and be truthful in his telling. He also made a firm sankalpa to deliver his father from the decrepit position he had fallen into. Upon disclosing the nature of his dream and his intention to rectify the situation, the king's Brahmanas' advisors posited a perfect plan. They sat in council for a long time and mulled over the problem, analyzing it from all possible angles of vision. The old and wise advisors to the king suggested many practical solutions, and the younger Brahmanas also raised some apt and pertinent points. When they'd completely eradicated all doubt from their minds, the plan formulated in full concentration, and they approached King Vaishakhachuda. "O king, barely a stone's throw from this place, there is the hermitage of Parvata Muni. He is Trikalagnya, meaning he knows the past, the present, and the future simultaneously. We would request you to relate the topics of your dream to him." Once the Brahmanas had recounted their conclusions to the king, they accompanied him to the ashrama of Parvata Muni. When the Muni inquired as to the welfare of his lands, the king replied, "My lord, due to your munificence and exemplary character, the people of our land are happy and contented. However, despite the general welfare of the land, I am troubled. A doubt has arisen in my mind, and I believe you are my only hope in rectifying this difficulty." After considering the king's words, the greatly sagacious Muni, known as Parvata, began to speak. "In his previous life, your father was very lusty and has thus degraded himself in this way. The best solution I can recommend in this particular case is for you and your familiars to observe the vow of the Ekadashi that falls in the month of Maghashirsha. This one day of Ekadashi will free your father from all sinful reactions. If you just observe this one Ekadashi, there will be no difficulty for you or your kin. Just observe this one day of austerity and by so doing, offer the resultant piety to your father. That way, your father and your family will be relieved of the burdensome weight of sins accumulated over billions of births. After hearing the instruction of Parvata Muni, King Vaishakachuda and his courtiers returned to the palace at Chamakpura. When the Ekadashi day arrived, the king and his queens, along with his servants, observed the vrata or vow with enthusiasm. Upon completing the vociferic fast, the father departed for the heavenly planet and blessed his son with all due love, care, and attention. The pious results accrued from such an act were so vast that they were shared with all to their fullest capacity. O King, anyone who observes this Ekadashi is certainly released from all sinful reactions. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.